This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair on a post-State of the State address Thursday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer last night covered a lot of territory in her third such address, from working to bringing an end to the pandemic to helping school districts and students and small businesses and the business of, as she says, fixing the damn roads. There was also some territory she didn't cover that we know is part of her agenda moving forward. Elected officials from throughout the state were all tuned in to the governor's virtual presentation of the State of the State, and that includes the mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, as leader of the state, it is the governor's job to provide hope and a sense of optimism in moving forward. And Governor Whitmer certainly kept it positive and upbeat last night. Did that resonate with you?
Well, I think that the message was a hopeful one, because with the vaccine being rolled out, I think we are all hopeful. But I also think that the address properly recognized that we've all gone through a terrible time, but that we've stuck together.
And that terrible time is certainly not over. In fact, we are still dealing with more cases and more fatalities of COVID-19 now than we were when we first closed down in March. And here we are discussing fully reopening the state and its economy. So right here in Ann Arbor, we're home to 14 of the 18 known cases of the new and more contagious strain of COVID. U of M students have been asked to stay home, and both the U of M and Washtenaw County Health Department continue to struggle to get enough vaccine. Given the political climate, do you see a timely path forward to achieving the goal of fully reopening the state and protecting public health at the same time?
Well, ultimately, it's going to happen because the vaccine will be rolled out. And, you know, I think people are going to be eager to take it because it's safe and effective and the best way to fight the virus. In the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to follow public health advice. Folks, when asked to stay home, are going to do it. Folks that need to go out are going to be wearing masks and observing proper social distancing. I mean, it's really our obligation to follow these practices to, of course, protect ourselves, but also to protect our neighbors, friends, and family.
Now, we know that that is a more liberal perspective on how best to address things, but not everybody is in agreement. And if you look through Washtenaw County, the more populated areas tend to lean Democratic, but the rest of the county is not. And therefore, they don't necessarily agree with these COVID restrictions and the manner by which we are asked to protect public health. So what is your message to those who don't necessarily agree with you?
Well, I guess I'd fight the hypothetical as to whether that's a liberal perspective. It's a factual perspective. You know, we live in the world. The world is subordinate to science and fact and reality. And I think that the spread of the pandemic has demonstrated that to us. It's, I think, incumbent upon all of us to sort of open our eyes and realize the virus is real. It's a scientific fact, and there are scientific ways to fight the spread of the virus among a population.
Another fact is it's become a political hot potato, and it goes beyond scientific fact because not everyone has bought into what they're being told. So there is a political consideration to work with when you try and move forward.
I think in the end, what you need to do is you need to articulate the facts. And ultimately, I think people are going to recognize it. There's going to be some who are going to use this as an opportunity to make hay and score political points. But I think history is going to show that's not the right path, that's not a path that does credit to the folks taking it, doesn't help the state move forward, and certainly doesn't effectively reopen our state and economy. Because fundamentally, as the governor said quite properly, the only way for us to move forward, the only way for us to recover fully and better than we were, is to fight the virus and beat it.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor about Governor Whitmer's State of the State address last night and local impacts. An issue that existed long before the pandemic but is becoming increasingly desperate is state revenue sharing. Were you surprised Governor Whitmer didn't specifically address that last night?
You know, I was not. The State of the State address is to all Michigan residents. The plight of local governments, although incredibly important to Michigan residents, isn't really front and center on people's minds, much as I wish it were. Folks are worried about the virus, as they ought to be. Folks are interested in moving the economy forward, opening schools, as they ought to be. And the only way to do that is to fight the virus and fight it effectively. And I think that's what the governor was focused on. If we were sitting in a room together, we'd talk about that, but we would also talk about revenue sharing. And so I think that's the context in which the governor's address was situated.
So what are you hearing in the conversations you're holding about revenue sharing in the year ahead?
You know, it kind of all depends upon how the state's budget whacks out. We at the City of Ann Arbor, we're taking a new approach to revenue sharing. We're kind of transitioning into this. We're, of course, going to rely upon constitutional revenue sharing, but we've been disappointed too many times on statutory revenue sharing. And so although we are expecting, as a matter of fact, we are not relying upon it in connection with our recurring expenses. We're treating state revenue sharing as one-time expenses. It's no longer reliable from a budgetary perspective. And so we're going to continue to adjust our service expectations based upon that conclusion.
Our conversation about the State of the State Address with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor continues on 89.1 WEMU. Another issue the governor touched on last night was increased efforts towards racial equity and equality. That, too, hits at the heart of what's happening in the city and throughout our county. How will the governor's efforts supplement what Ann Arbor City Council is trying to accomplish?
Well, I think it's incredibly important that elected officials at all levels of government focus on racial equity, focus on the fact that that we as a country, a state, a city, we have a lot of work to do. We have a legacy of white supremacy to fight. We have commitments to being an equitable community, and with the governor's focus on it at the state level, the city's focus on it at the local level, I'm hopeful that we can indeed move forward.
Creating jobs, another one of Governor Whitner's priorities, and Ann Arbor is increasingly becoming a tech hub, and with local efforts to advance and develop electric and autonomous vehicles and smart roads and communities for the future, how well positioned is Ann Arbor for the future on that front?
Well, Ann Arbor, we've got our troubles, but I wouldn't trade our troubles for anyone's. We are, I think, poised to be the beneficiary of an economic recovery. Folks in Ann Arbor are talented and energetic, and excited to work. And, we have, all the expertise in the world, thanks to the University of Michigan. And so, I'm very hopeful that as the economic recovery takes root, that Ann Arbor is going to be at the forefront of the effort.
The governor said, and I quote, "The state of the state is resilient." How do you characterize the state of the city of Ann Arbor?
I'd tack on to that. We at the city have suffered as personally, of course, folks. So many folks have been touched by the virus themselves, sickened, their family and friends struck. It's been heart wrenching. Folks have lost jobs. Folks have lost social networks, and it's been it's been a terrible year. But at the same time, we have stuck together. We have all of us in the community, focused on fighting the virus, observed what our public health officials are telling us to do, and we have not had the divisions that that afflict some other areas. I'm confident in our city and really proud of it.
I'd like to thank you for taking time today and sharing your perspective. I most appreciate it, Mr. Mayor.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for asking me.